Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to Financial Freedom, 3 steps to creating and enjoying the wealth you deserve. Listen, that's a pretty big promise, isn't it? I'm going to listen to this audio and watch this DVD and suddenly I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to be financially free. Well, you know what's interesting? People slave. They focus. They work for an entire lifetime. And most people don't ever experience that financial freedom. And even people that do experience financial freedom, rarely do they experience wealth. You know what I mean by that? That experience where you no longer live in the place called concern, the place where you feel abundant, where you feel rich, where you feel alive. Now, no amount of money, by the way, is going to achieve that for you, as you'll learn in this program. If I asked you, where were you 10 years ago financially and where are you today, and are you doing better than you were 10 years ago, the majority of the population would have to say yes. But most people don't feel any more free. They don't feel any more rich, any more wealthy, even though our lives are filled with freedoms and choices we never had before. I want to make sure that in this brief time we spend together, you and I tackle the core of what stops us. Because what it takes to succeed is really pretty fundamental. I can tell you right up front, right now, I've worked with literally millions of people from all over the world, from 80 different countries, who are dealing with this issue of closing the gap between where they are and where they want to be financially. And I'm talking about people that are some of the best in the world. One of my clients for the last 14 years is one of the top financial traders in history. This is a man who, when the stock market crashed back in the 80s, he made that day $500 million in a day. Not some stock value, I'm talking cash. And yet, he found himself over the next couple of years being very frustrated, very overwhelmed, and very unhappy. So what I want to make sure you get out of this is not just more money, but greater freedom, greater sense of wealth, greater abundance. That's what we really want. That's what we're really after. And along the way, having the financial freedom, the ability to do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whom you want, at the level of richness that you truly desire. And when I say richness, I don't just mean like money. I mean like joy. I mean happiness. That's what this is about. So how do we deliver on that promise for you? Well, really fundamentally, if you've listened to any of my other products, or this is part of our personal coaching series, if you've hopefully listened to some of the others, you know I believe that there's a pyramid of mastering life, that most of us fail to achieve what we want, not because we're not smart or we're not committed or we're not interested or we don't care. It's because we're stressed out and we're not focused. I mean, of all the things that are coming at us today, you know, the buzzing in your pocket of your Crackberry or your email, your voicemail, your phone, you know, the constant emails that are coming in, the demands of our families and want to make a difference in our community and caring about our husbands and wives and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and everybody else you can imagine. We have an expectation today of ourselves, a level of demand that's larger than ever before. And so most of us find ourselves trying to just deal with our today, and we don't do the things that are necessary to create the dreams we once had and turn them into reality. For most people, what they really become is skeptical, pessimistic, sarcastic, cynical. In fact, we live in a culture of irony. I mean, if you're really cool, then, you know, you show that there's no hope in the world. You know, it's like, that's how you show the insights of that you understand how life is. Plus, you know, when you do this, what are you doing it for? When people are being pessimistic and skeptical, they say to me, you know, very often, I'm skeptical, I'm pessimistic about this. I say, no, what you are is gutless. You know, it doesn't take any courage to put everything down or to say it's all going to fall apart or I can never achieve anything because you're never going to be disappointed. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a great way to protect yourself from feeling like a failure because none of us want to be disappointed. And we've been disappointed so many times. We got our hopes up. We had this idea, this vision, this thing we're going to go for, and it didn't happen. But listen, the wall that protects you from disappointment also separates you from your dream. You know, what you have to be able to do is be willing to take the chance, go through the disappointment, have the frustration. And so the difference in how people's lives turn out in virtually every area of life, financial, emotional, and relationships, how we do in our careers, it all comes down to your level of emotional fitness, your psychological strength, your capacity to be able to take these difficulties, these challenges, these disappointments, these failures, and convert them into something that's lasting. So let me give you right up front what this is really going to be about. 80% of success in anything, 80% of wealth is psychology. Psychology. It's your mindset. It's your ability to take whatever life has thrown at you and convert it into a new set of actions, a new set of insights that finally get you to where you really want to be. 20% of success in finances or in wealth is mechanics. like anything else. Think about it. In the area of your physical body, it isn't that complex mechanically to get yourself fit and strong. There are only a few fundamentals, and yes, everybody's body's a little different, but the fundamentals are the same. I mean, what to do to make yourself physically fit? There's answers on every street corner. They're on the web. There's classes. There's mentors. There's people. There are coaches. There are trainers. It's everywhere. That's true of any area of your life. And it's certainly true of finances. So you're going to learn here some mechanics that can help you create what we call a money machine, a way for you to make money while you're sleeping, a place that can get you truly financially free. But first, you got to make the psychological changes in yourself that'll get you there and that'll keep you there and that'll get you to not only make the money, get that financial freedom, but enjoy it as well. There's nothing worse than somebody who has this unbelievable financial abundance and they're frustrated with little things. They don't have any gratitude for what they have. Those people aren't rich. They have money, they have resources, but they're not wealthy. In fact, one of the great lessons I ever learned came from Sir John Templeton. So John Templeton, if you're not familiar with him, was one of the great investors of our lifetime, of the last century. He was the first international investor. He became a billionaire when $1 billion was something you rarely heard about anybody earning. It wasn't something somebody did by building a company on the web and selling it 3 years later. Those rare exceptions didn't exist back then. He did it the hard way. He earned it over decades. But what's interesting is I asked him, what's the secret to wealth, Sir John? And I'll never forget, he looked at me and smiled and he said, you know, Tony, you teach it. Gratitude. He said, because if you're grateful, you're rich. See, if you have everything and you're not grateful for it, whatever it is, family, health, money, he said, then, you know, what wealth do you have? You're a poor person. He said, but if you have little or a lot, it doesn't matter. If you're grateful for it, you're filled with joy. You feel wealthy when you're grateful. You feel like there's more than enough. You feel appreciative. That's abundance. And he said something else. Wealth attracts wealth. Feeling grateful, feeling filled up, feeling like you're abundant makes you make different decisions. You look at life differently. It guides you to do the kinds of things that expand you instead of shrink you. When you feel like you have nothing or you feel like you have lack or you're a shortage of things in your life, you look at the world differently. You hold back. You don't make the same types of decisions. And so you don't get the kinds of results that you want in your life. See, if you and I are going to attack financial freedom and wealth, we really have to look at it from three levels. First, the psychology. Again, 80% of success in anything is psychology, 20% is the mechanics. Second, we gotta look at the mechanics. What are the formulas? What are the strategies? What are the core elements that you must follow if you're gonna have total financial freedom? You're gonna be in a position where you have the money you want and need, and you don't have to work for the rest of your life. You're able to do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want, and working is no longer a requirement. And there's a formula, there are strategies, there's mechanics to that, and they're quite simple. And then thirdly, what do you do to make sure you keep it? Because how many stories do you know of somebody who, you know, made all this and then they lost it? I mean, those kinds of stories are a dime a dozen. The only story that's more common is people that never made it in the first place because they didn't have the psychology and mechanics in place. That's what we're going to discover in this audio program and also in our DVD here. So I know I sound a little over the top and passionate about this subject, but frankly, it's because I've lived it. It works. Listen, you know, I grew up with unbelievable financial pressure. You know, in our family, I can remember specifically times when there was no money and no food. I was deeply moved a portion of my life because at Thanksgiving, when we were in a position with no money and food, somebody came and fed my family, changed my life massively. It made me believe people care. It gave me a whole nother look at what life would be about, and it certainly gave me a drive. I also looked around and saw that, you know, as my mother got divorced several times, that most of the arguments in my family were not about excess capital. You know, so I linked up in my head, boy, you got to solve this money issue if you want to have love, if you want to have a lasting family. So I was very driven and I didn't start with the resources. So I know what it takes because I know where I've been. You know, I've been in that place where, you know, I'm going to the thrift store so I can buy that suit that's used. So I can go to the homecoming dance in high school and borrow my father's beat up shoes. Driving a 20-year-old car, a 1960 Volkswagen that had no reverse, that I wanted to make it look nice, so I spray-painted the interior and put fake shag carpeting in there. And I'd drive the thing, and I couldn't park. You know, it had no reverse. I had to park on a hill always if I wanted to get out if there was somebody in front of me. I mean, I know what it's like to sift for nickels and dimes in your ashtray to have enough money to pay for the gas so you can hopefully get from point A to point B. And I also know what it's like to go from making $38,000 a year to $1 million in 1 year. And that jump, I want to tell you, was not just mechanics. That was a psychological shift. That was a change in my drive, in my thoughts, in my beliefs, and my associations. It was getting rid of the conflicts that are going on inside of me. And then later, you know, learning how to make $1 million in a year coaching one client, and then $1 million in a day for giving a speech, and then $400 million in net worth value jumping in a day when I took a company public. I'm not telling you this to impress you. I'm telling you to impress upon you that the only limitation you really have is the belief systems and the amount of effort and focus and standard you're going to hold yourself to. You can shift anything in your life. And I'm not proposing that you got to make $1 million or $500,000 or $100,000 or $10,000. I don't care about the amount. What I care about is that you get what you really want from your life and that you experience freedom, whatever that looks like for you. For you, that might be you have enough money, your kids can go to college, you don't have to think about it, you're not stressed about it. Or you have enough money that you can go off on the weekend and go on the vacation or, you know, the places that you want to go and enjoy life at the level you want. Or that you can take care of your mother or father and you don't have to worry about them in their older age. Or that you can do something dramatic. You can get that car for somebody in your family or a home. Or that you can just do the things in the community and nobody even knows you did it. You made things happen. And you did it with your economic freedom or your leverage or your choices. Whatever your expectation or desire or dream is, it can be made a reality, but it can't happen until you make these shifts. And I'll give you one to start with here before we begin this program officially. And that is, you can never get beyond scarcity. You have to start beyond it. The fastest way to get wealthy, the fastest way to change your psychology, is stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on what you can give. As long as you're trying to get something, ironically, at an unconscious level, you're constantly reinforcing in yourself that there's not enough. But if you can figure out, you know, it's just like if you're depressed or frustrated, overwhelmed, you know, you focus on yourself, you'll stay there. But if you see somebody else who got a bigger challenge, you go try to help them, suddenly, guess what? You're no longer depressed because you're no longer caught in that pattern of restriction. Well, the same thing that's true with the psychological energy and the abundance or lack thereof that depression represents is true with financial. Getting yourself in a position where you start to live your life from a place that you're abundant is critical. And sometimes you won't do that for yourself. You'll do it for others. My big jump of going from $38,000 to $1 million in a year was because I had a son on the way. And suddenly I thought, you know what? It's a must for me, not a should. I am not going to allow him to grow up with the same stress as I had. And in that moment, my world changed. Because suddenly it became for me, I am man enough, strong enough, committed enough. I will find a way. There is no limitation. I'm going to make sure that he has a different life than I had because I associated so much pain to it. Well, that may not be the trigger for you, but there is a trigger within you that'll get you beyond scarcity today. So let's start with defining what wealth is for you today because it's different at different stages of life. And then let's take that definition and begin to figure out what's stopping you. Because, you know, in life, really, there's three things. If you make progress in any area, it's because there's three things going on. Number one, you're focusing on it. If you start focusing on wealth and financial freedom, getting yourself to the point where you never have to work again, and there's a clear plan, and that's really compelling to you, and you feel certain about it, and it's real, that's going to start activating your resources as a human being. What's the second step? Well, then you got to know the skills. You need to know the tools that can get you from here to there fastest, that can save you the most time, that can save you the most pain. And that's what I've done by modeling people. But what I reason I focus so much on psychology in this introduction to this process is because many people actually have some focus. They're really focused on doing well, and they might even have the tools, but they keep sabotaging themselves or they don't follow through. And the reason for that is internal conflicts. That's what I mean by psychology. They got conflicts within themselves. You know, they really want to be financially free, but they don't want to be judged by people. And they're afraid, you know, if I really do well at a subconscious level, people won't like me as much. You know, I'll lose love. I'll lose connection. Or, you know, they really want to be financially free, but subconsciously they say, how much energy do I have left in my life? I'm working as hard as I could work right now. But see, the limitation in that psychology is that at some level, we forget that the person who's making 10 times more money than you are or has wealth that you don't have or freedom you don't have, that person, I can promise you, is not 10 times smarter than you are. And they're not working 10 times harder. But they have made a shift in their psychology and where they focus their time and their energy. They're using different tools than you are, different skill sets, if you would, and they don't have the conflict that makes them not follow through. What are your conflicts? When you really think about being wealthy, you might say, oh, Tony, I don't need any help on that. You know, I'm totally excited about being financially free. I'm committed. Are you doing what's necessary? If you're not, something's holding you back. So we're going to start here by just defining what's wealth for you today, because it changes the different stages of your life. And then we'll progress into how do we make that shift to really experiencing wealth now, not someday in the future, so we have the kind of abundance that'll get us to follow through and not live in a world of scarcity. Whether we know it or not, most of us feel scarcity about time. I don't have enough. Think of how that affects you subconsciously on a regular basis, all the time, financially the same thing. And then once we've traveled through that, then let's look at what does it take really as the mechanics? What are the how-tos? What are the specific steps you can take that are simple, that are fundamental secrets to wealth that you can start acting on tomorrow? And then finally, and this is what we're going to do, by the way, on the DVD. That's what we'll do, the mechanics. Finally, in the DVD, we're also going to show you then again, how do you make sure that that money is here for long term? How do you make sure that you're not only going to enjoy it, but it's going to last? What are those fundamental tools? Because we all know the stories of people that made it all and then lost it all. Those are the most common stories. The only story more common is someone who's never made it in the first place. Why? They're not focused in this area. They're focused on everything else. It's not compelling enough for them to do whatever's necessary. Why? Number two, they don't have the right tools. If you're running east looking for a sunset, you got the wrong strategy. I don't care how committed and focused you are. And number three, they got internal conflicts. They have beliefs within themselves that are in conflict. So part of you is going, let's do it. And part of you is kind of holding back. You're never going to get there as long as there's internal conflicts. That's going to be the focus of this audio and this DVD. Does it sound compelling to you? I hope so. I know I sound a little over the top, but it's because you really can change it all. So let's start the journey right now. Why don't you join me live where I'm introducing these concepts to some people in a live seminar, starting with how do you define wealth today? Let's begin your journey, the journey to financial freedom. Here we go.